Ellen White begins to wear the reform dress. Only a few months after the issuance of How to Live, No. 6, in the summer of 1865, in which she dealt with dress, Mrs. White started wearing the type of dress she had described. This was while she was at Dansville with her sick husband. She wore it consistently except when in the crowded streets of villages and cities, at meetings, and when visiting distant relatives, she explained. The reasons for pursuing the course I have are as follows. 1. I put on the reform dress for general use more than 2 years since, because I had seen that it was a convenient, modest, and healthful style, and would, in the providence of God, as health reform should lead the way, finally be adopted by our people. 2. It was my duty to avoid raising prejudice against the dress, which would cut off my testimony if I wore it, until I had fully set the matter before the people, and the time came, in the order of events, for it to be generally adopted. 3. The dress reform was among the minor things that were to make up the great reform in health, and never should have been urged as a testing truth necessary to salvation. It was the design of God that at the right time, on proper occasions, the proper person should set forth its benefits as a blessing, and recommend uniformity, and union of action. Then she explained the problems that arose in the sequence of events. 4. The issue came too soon. The defense of the dress was forced upon us by those who opposed it, who at the same time professed full confidence in my testimonies. When the Health Institute was opened at Battle Creek, and the dress adopted by female patients, as directed by the physicians, then came the opposition, chiefly from brethren at Battle Creek. The physicians, having full confidence in my testimonies, stated to them that the style of dress they recommended for their patients was the same as I had seen would be adopted by our people. Then came the general inquiry, and a strange spirit of blind and bitter opposition arose with some who professed to be among the firmest friends of the testimonies. The general inquiry spread everywhere, and in the autumn and winter of 1866, letters came in from all directions inquiring in regard to what I had seen, asking for immediate answers. I therefore determined to hasten out testimony number 11. All of this was taking place during the difficult year of James White's invalidism, when his care drew heavily on her time and energies. But seeing clearly the dire need of getting something in print on the subject, in December, 1866, she took her husband north to Wright, where they stayed in the Root home. She explained her course of action. We visited the church at Wright, Michigan, December 21, 1866, and labored with them 6 weeks. I there wrote most of testimony number 11. The first two Sabbaths and first days I spoke to the people in my long dress. But when I had fully set the matter before the people without raising their prejudice, I put on my present style of dress, which was immediately adopted by the numerous sisters of that church. I have worn it since that time. She pointed out that as she spoke on the subject of health, she mentioned the dress reform as one of the items of least importance making up a great whole, and she reported that there were no unhappy conflicts with the women who attended her meetings. Setting an example, she presented sound reasons for adopting a reform in dress, and her testimony was received on the basis of principle.